Hello there, listeners. Here is Maya speaking, this time from my friend's house in Jaffa. Today is still April 12, and I'm summarizing the first day in my journey. So I took the car from my home to Akko. Then I Akko in English, I think it's called Accra or something. And then from there I took a train to Tel Aviv. On the train there was a nice scenario. When this young Arab woman, I look like a student or something, but with the whole religious thing on her head, so you can see that she's Arab. She walked in the train with a cage with a cat inside, and I think it's quite cruel for the cats, I think, to take it like this. But that's a whole different subject. The nice thing about this situation is that there was two old Jewish women. One of them had a face mask, like in Corona time. It was weird, but I guess some people still do that. Anyway, so those old women were like, "What? You taking a cat in a cage?" And started the conversation, asking her how does she take the cat in a cage, and is it a cat that she took from the street, or just being curious and just having just a nice, simple, friendly conversation with the interest in the other. It was very nice. The young Arab woman, she seemed a bit embarrassed, I think, but then she was like happy to talk with them about the cat, I guess. Just simple. This scenario showed me two things. The first thing, it showed me how important and easy it is to create those simple interactions of just friendliness, I guess. And second, it showed me how easily women connect more than men. I think for men it's more hard to connect, to go through those definitions of nationalities or religions, and to actually be friendly to each other. I think for women it's more easy to cross those boundaries. Again, because in my opinion, as I see things, this nationality thing and the religious monotheistic thing for sure are made by men for men, so they are more holding up to that. I think for I really don't know, because I've never been a woman, but it seems to me that maybe for women's religion is more like a spiritual connecting stuff and less like a slow streak things that you have to do or something like that. But anyway, there was this very nice connection, and it was nice to see it. And then when I came to Jaffa, I looked for my friend's house, and on my way I saw many people are like sitting in restaurants and in pubs, and I was like, wow, Tel Aviv look good. Like, it doesn't look fun to me to sit in a pub. It's just not the kind of things that I like. But it seems like there is life in the city. People are going out and feeling free, and places are open. And yeah, it's kind of absurd to think that those people are part of a citizen of a country that is in a war. And the other side in this war are all like refugees stuck in Rafah and being starved to death. Basically, it showed me a lot of imbalance. But after it, it's getting a twist, actually, because afterward, me and a friend,
We went like after I found her place, and we sat around and ate something. Then we went to see the sunset, and I wanted to go to the seaside to see the sunset. And I was surprised by the amount of people that are walking by the seaside, not on the sand, but on like a sidewalk that is like next to the sea. Like I think it wouldn't be too much to say that hundreds of people were walking the sidewalk, or like families and couples mostly, walking slowly and having quiet conversations, kind of really pleasant atmosphere. And only after a while that we were walking there, I realized that all of those people are Muslim. I think it's been a long time since I saw that many Muslim people in the same place. And then the friend explained me, and I knew that, and I forgot that this is Eid al-Fitr. Today it's the holiday that after the end of Ramadan in Islam, like the Ramadan is a month that they do prayers and avoid eating during the day. And Eid al-Fitr is like the celebration after Ramadan is finished. And today is Eid al-Fitr, and it was actually a beautiful anthropologic experience for me to see this, just a big bunch of people considering themselves as part of something or of this religious, following a certain path, belonging to a certain group, doing something specific in the same place in the same time. Like they didn't really interact a lot with each other, more only with their like families or couple that they came with, but they all were there and doing the same place in the same time. And I was like, yeah, wow, I was happy that I went on this journey in this point for several reasons. I think the first reason is to see those people, really feeling them, not only knowing that there is population of Arabs in Israel, but actually seeing them in their personal life, not like in the line to the doctor or something. Yeah, it was, and the second reason is that it wasn't that scary. It felt quite normal. I don't know, my friend wasn't scared at all. I admit I was a little bit scared in some points, because I was like, okay, there is a lot of them. I hope they're not like want to kill me and something or but yeah, generally it was like it felt normal. It felt like life have a chance. Maybe there is like a chance of living together peacefully. If those people that those people that I met today in the seaside, their grandparents were here in Jaffa, while in 1948, when people ran with all their stuff on boats into the unknown, only to run away from the rising of the Israeli. Really, there is like pictures of Palestinians taking their stuff, like bags, all their stuff, leaving their homes and going on boats that ran away from Jaffa in order to not be here when Israel found it. So those, the people that are here, are the grandchildren or children of the people that stayed. But yet they were there, and and it was scary, and there was lots of violence around. And now, really, there was a lot of violence when the IDF conquered Jaffa. But now, they look fine. They walk around the seaside. They did look not very celebrating. Maybe even a bit sad or disturbed, if it seems to me. I don't really know, but it seems that they're not like really happy, and you can understand them. Their relatives are dying in Gaza, and the Israel state become more and more racist as a country toward the Arab population, and the situation is very scary and painful. But still, they walk around the seaside in their holiday, doing their stuff. There was a man doing like a cooked corn kind of a thing, and I buy some corn from him. You know, like as a celebration food kind of traditional stuff. It was very nice. Yeah, kind of gave me a bit of hope today. Also, when I went back and I was speaking about this experience with my friends, so they told me that yeah, it's really a thing that no terrible stuff have happened in Jaffa. There was no violence. It's so think about it. It's so gentle. Jewish people, not only left-wing people, some right-wing people, and for sure many people that are hurt by what happened in October 7, by the October 7 massacre, are living here among with Arab people. Probably some of them see themselves as Palestinians. I guess many of them have like relatives or friend or in Gaza, or just, you know, people that they feel bound with, religiously, grouply, nationality, and there is really, really terrible violent war going on in Gaza, and here people are walking together in the sidewalk next to the sea in sunset, selling, buying stuff, saying hello, being nice to each other, being friendly. My friend called it behave as like a human across those barriers of nationality and religion. Yeah, so I think maybe to conclude this episode, I think today gave me hope to see that people can connect or find way to live together peacefully, and go across or above maybe those obstacles. And yes, I see it as clearly, I see it as obstacles of religion and nationality. And I wish that we see more and more friendliness and connections and friendliness and connections, and even maybe even human care that will go across or above. Yeah, above and across those barriers of nationality and religion.